Super Savvy Business.
Helping you stand apart from your competition and explode the growth of your business. You're about to discover the latest online strategies, tools,
and advice to succeed online.
This is Super Savvy Business with expert online marketer Fiona Lewis.
Hi, Fiona Lewis here from Super Savvy Business with this week's SEO and traffic news update. As a lot of my followers know, I went to the Google headquarters in Australia about 4 weeks ago. And when I spoke to Nick Leader, we spoke about the three big trends that Google are really paying a lot of attention to. And one of those things was social signals and social media. I've had a few people ask me, what does this actually mean? So I thought it would be a good idea to share that with you today in our video. So there are five main things that can take place within social media itself or within your website, which have a direct correlation to how your website ranks and the sort of traffic that you get. The first one is the amount of likes that you get on your brand page. And then from there, what stems from that is the amount of shares and comments within that page. So that covers Facebook. The other types of signals that Google are paying attention to are tweets and the amount of followers that you have. So it's really important, even if Twitter isn't something that you personally like, I know that was something that took me a very long time to decide to get involved in Twitter, but Google are paying attention to how many people are following you on your brand page and then how many people are tweeting with your hashtag. Of course, let's not leave out Google+, Google's own form of social media, and Google are definitely paying attention to the amount of people that have you and your brand within their circles. So that covers the direct correlations to social media and the social signals that Google are paying attention to. But there are some indirect follow-ons from that. For example, if a lot of people are sharing your content and talking about it, then it's more likely that people will find your content. Therefore, more people are going to visit your site. Now, the indirect benefit of that, of course, is that the more traffic you have to your site, the more chance you have of ranking well for particular keywords. The next thing I'll touch on is that if people are familiar with your brand and what you stand for, then you stand a much better chance of having a lower bounce rate. People are more likely to stay on your website for longer. And there's a lot of talk within the SEO world that Google looks favorably on websites that are able to keep visitors there for longer periods of time. So this is yet another indirect benefit of having good social signals. Finally, another social signal that can really benefit you and your site from an indirect point of view is if people are giving your brand good citations and reviews. This is definitely something that Google do pay attention to, but most importantly, if you're getting reviews and citations, that's increasing the know, like, trust factor for your business and your brand, which we all know is going to help you in the online world. The next thing I'd like to touch on for this week's news update is the fact that I've been talking a lot about good quality fresh content and how the world of SEO is really turning back to the idea of having a solid content marketing strategy. But what I would also like to say is this is not the only way to get traffic to your site. Let's not forget some of the more old-fashioned methods such as referral marketing, networking, going to live events, forming joint venture partnerships and strategic alliances, direct mail campaigns. All of these things are still highly effective and extremely relevant in today's world of business. So even if you are an online business owner, don't ignore the offline methods of driving traffic to your business and getting targeted leads through into your database and new customers as well. Essentially, the biggest message I can give you is don't just rely on one traffic source. What works today in Google and the search engine results pages isn't necessarily going to work tomorrow. So spread your risk. Make sure you have multiple traffic channels that are bringing you those targeted leads. Of course, Google is a great source of traffic, but let's not forget things like email marketing, video marketing, a strong press release campaign, offline marketing like I just mentioned. I think that it's very easy to have at least 10 traffic channels. Imagine you needed to bring 400 visitors to your site a day. it might seem a little bit daunting to think that those 400 visits all need to come from the organic search results. But let's imagine that you have 10 different traffic channels, each sending you 40 visits a day. Social media, press releases, we have video marketing. There's so many different channels that you can use. So that is my biggest piece of advice for this week. Spread your risk. One is a dangerous number. I hope you've got great value from this video today, and we will look forward to seeing you in next week's Super Savvy Business, SEO and Traffic News Update. My name is Fiona Lewis. Hope you have a great week.
This has been Super Savvy Business with Fiona Lewis. Take the fast track to your success online. To find out how, visit supersavvybusiness.com now.